As I mentioned, the Arizona International Film Festival continues on, and we're going to meet with one of our filmmakers in just a moment. Her film is called Chicken.
It's been 3 years since I kissed a girl. And I was drunk.
Gonna lay you down. Gonna take you.
They think I'm an idiot.
Gonna save your soul.
Is this gonna work? I think I'm just gonna need you to be a little bit more confident.
You know you're going to have to show me what to do.
Do you call this love?
And joining us now in the studio is Jessica Sue Burstein, the filmmaker. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
I hear you've had quite a busy day already.
We have. First, we were at the school Patagonia, and we were speaking to the students there about creativity and process and what it takes to make art, film, acting, music. My composer Jen joined me, and it was really inspiring, and the kids were really excited.
Jen Grauer is also here. Hi. So first of all, Jessica, you just told me off the mic a moment ago that this is your third film in the festival.
It is, and I'm so grateful to have a festival support all my work as an artist. This is my third film, and to be back here, I was here in 2004 for my first film, Veronica's Birthday.
And have all of your films been fiction?
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And so tell us a little bit about the film Chicken.
Chicken is a story about two strangers that meet on vacation, and they have an intimate encounter, and that encounter transforms them. It's about fear of intimacy, and it was inspired by a true event that happened in my life.
Mm-hmm. And now, so in writing the film, did you do everything, write and produce and direct?
I wrote, I directed, and I starred in it, and I had a producer come on board. We shot it in Puerto Rico, so it was a very challenging film to get made, to actually shoot a short film on a low budget, like outside of the States.
Why did you choose outside of the States?
The real story happened in Bali, and for me, I needed somewhere that was really tropical, that could be anywhere on vacation, and I felt like we found a villa in Puerto Rico, and it felt like there was nothing else around, and it was important that these two people go on vacation, and they leave who they are behind, and they, you know, have this experience they wouldn't normally have if either of them were living in their respective cities. He's German in the film, and she's American, and they're both different ages. She's 33, and he's 26.
Wow. In the trailer, I know that our listeners can't see it, they can only hear it, but when he mentions that this is the last time I kissed a girl was 3 years ago and I was sober, the funniest thing is right away it's edited to you and you down a shot. And I thought, like, this says something about me, but it really spoke to me. It was like one of those moments where, you know, that was such an honest reaction. And so I look forward to seeing the film. It shows tonight at the screening room at 6 p.m., so folks still have time to head on over to the screening room tonight. And again, the movie is called Chicken. So what other films have you worked on?
My first film was Veronica's Birthday, and that was based on my family. My second film was Abby Cancelled, and that I co-wrote and co-directed, ironically, with my ex-boyfriend, and that was based on two couples in relationships and where they felt about relationships and how they weren't working out. Ironically, I did break up with my ex-boyfriend after that film. It's a great film. And so this is my film about my experience. Chicken is about my experience after that relationship ended, and how can you open your heart up to love again, and maybe the first person you meet is, you know, a temporary encounter, but that helps you, like, see back into your heart just a little bit. And that's what happened for me when I was in Bali.
And you live in New York?
Yeah.
How did you get into filmmaking?
I went to School of Visual Arts and got my master's in photography and related media. And when I was there, a guy was getting his master's in a movie called Summer Thunder, and he asked me to star in it. And I was like, no way, I've never acted before. But it was a dream, a small dream. And I acted in it. And when I was on set, I was like, I want to make a film. Like, this is what I want to do. And then for my master's thesis, I made Veronica's Birthday. And it sort of took me there, and I was able to work. I actually work in TV. I work at the Sci-Fi Channel in promos. So I started working in promos and use money I work in TV, and then that helps me fund my own personal projects as well.
So now you brought with you Jen Grauer is here, and she did all the music for the film?
Yeah, there's one song in the film. It's very significant. It's Do You Call This Love? And that song opens and closes the film, and she wrote that song.
So, Jen, did you write the song for the film, or was it an already existing song?
I actually had written it and released it right before Jessica was looking for a song for her film. So it was kind of fortuitous that this was our first real creative collaboration.
And so do you have CDs out, or how long have you been a singer-songwriter?
I do. I've been making music for most of my life, and I had just put out in 2011 an album called A Million Fires, and then to follow that up, I wanted to create some music that it was actually inspired by True Blood. I was working at HBO at the time, so I got together with three other writers on the American Roots label Old Boy Records, and we each brought a song to the table, and Do You Call This Love was the song that I brought.
Excellent. And so, so Jessica, you just felt that it fit exactly the mood that you were striking in the film.
Yeah, I was reaching out to several independent musicians I knew. I like to use independent music. And at 3 a.m. I was editing, and literally she sent out her video for Do You Call This Love. I clicked on it, and I was like, let me put this with the end credits. And it just clicked. Like, I saw that, and I was like, oh, this is, and it has male and female vocals, and the female is more up front, which is kind of how the film is told by male-female point of view about intimacy. So those vocals sort of mimic the characters' like inner voices, and it's like a fairy tale. It opens and it closes with this big message of, do you call this love?
The film is called Chicken. It's showing tonight at the Screening Room at 6 p.m. Downtown, and you can get more information at filmfestivalarizona.com, or your website is jessicasueburstein.com/chicken, or just the .com for...
Yeah, you can do slash chicken if you want, just chicken.
Okay, and what's up next for you?
A lot of things. I've been writing. I've written a couple scripts, turning Chicken into a feature, and I've also been experimenting with writing a book.
Oh, very exciting. And Jen, what's next for you?
Let's see, what's next for me? Having worked at HBO, I really started creating a lot of music for film and TV, which I love doing, and this was just such a great way to see your music come to life. So I've been focusing my energy in that direction and working on some new projects for different TV and film projects.
And do you have a website as well?
I do. It's Jen Grauer, JenGrauer. com.
All right. Well, thank you so much for coming in, ladies.
Thank you.
Thank you.
The film screening tonight at 6 p.m. over at the Screening Room, and we're going to close out and get a chance to listen to the song Do You Call This Love by Jen Grauer. Thanks so much for coming in.
Do you feel my blood running through my veins? Do you call this love? Do you call this pain? Gonna lay you down, gonna take you low, gonna break your crown, gonna save your soul. You can have my keys, you can have my parts, take whatever you please, except my heart. If you let me in, be your slave. If you let me sin, you can misbehave. Do you feel my blood running through your veins? Do you call this love? Do you call this change? Do you feel my